And now let's turn to Paul White. Paul White is the independent running for the Arkansas Senate District 18. And Paul, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Well, let's begin with the first question. Why are you running for this office?
I'm a constitutional conservative standing up for our freedoms and what is left of our liberty. I will stand with the people who demand their states' rights, which is the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. We cannot be sovereign as a people if the state, through the legislators, continue to give up our sovereignty. At this crucial juncture in our country's history, we the people must restore the power to the states in order to limit the control of an intrusive, overreaching federal government. This is what the Founding Fathers intended. The people of Arkansas should decide what is best for their lives and their businesses, not the federal government. The future of our children and the American way of life are at risk. Protecting our constitutional rights, freedoms, and liberties is the reason I've entered this race.
Why are you running as an independent?
Well, as an independent, I'm not represented or responsible to a party and its platform. I consider myself a statesman, not a politician. I will work only for the people, the state, and this country. And I'm not a yes man to big government, international corporations, or special interest groups. I'm honest, principled, and will not take money for my vote. I believe in small state government, limited federal government, lower taxes, property rights, defending our constitutional right to keep and to bear arms, supporting our military and their families by keeping the promises made to them, and honoring the oath of office by upholding the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Arkansas.
What difference would you point out between your opponent and yourself?
Well, as an independent candidate, like I said, I'm not responsible or represented by a party, just the people. It seems that the two parties have let us down time after time. They have given up our sovereignty by allowing the federal government and outside corporate entities, special interest groups, to dictate unconstitutional mandates upon the people of the state. And we are just losing our freedoms each election cycle, and this must stop. The people must have constitutional representation. I mean, so that they have a voice and not just a platform of the party.
If you had one message to get across in your campaign, what would that message be?
Well, I would say it's growing our economy and attracting more jobs to Arkansas. That's what we need. I feel that eliminating federal regulations and lowering corporate taxes would give business and industry more money to grow and to hire employees, and would preserve the industry we have and encourage industry and businesses to relocate to Arkansas, which means more jobs. The regulating of industry, you know, should also be decided and implemented and enforced by the state without federal intrusion on state decisions. We also need to lower and eliminate state income tax and repeal the sales tax on food and on clothing. This would allow, you know, people to have extra money and to spend it where they see fit, which will help businesses and generate more sales tax revenue. A lower tax base will be an incentive for people to move to Arkansas to flee other high-tax states. This would be great for retirees and those on a fixed income. You know, when people are allowed to keep more of their money, they will prosper. And if people prosper, then so will the state. The American way always works best.
We've been talking with Paul White on KFFB's Open Mic. Paul White is the independent running for Arkansas State Senate District 18. Thanks, Paul, for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.